call the meeting to order, Johnson County Board of Adjustment. Public hearing, March 16th. Let's start with introductions of staff.
Mitch Brass, Planning, Development, Sustainability.
Julia Dodds, Planning, Development, and Sustainability.
Dawn Terrell, Board Member.
Randy Lackner, Board Member.
Andy Evans, Board Member.
Dave Parsons, Board Member. Let's approve the agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 And I assume we all read the February 17 minutes. I'll entertain a motion on that.
So moved.
I'll second.
I'll second.
Too late. Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Applications pending. We don't often have applications pending. What does that mean?
It is just deferred from last month.
Conditional use permit application number 26292, Stephen Fangman, staff.
This is a request for a conditional use permit for his home business. He's actually been operating this from his home for 10 years. In 2006, he was issued a permit that expired after 10 years. It's set to expire, I guess, yesterday. We actually deferred this last month because we were waiting for Iowa City for the city council to be able to make some comments. So just as a reminder, here's his property. He uses two sheds on the property for storage of roofing materials as well as snow removal equipment. And operates the business mostly out of other places and through contractors. So Iowa City reviewed the application and they recommended approval with the conditions the same conditions as the last time, which was 10 years ago, and that is that there's a 10-year time limit put on the permit and that all materials and equipment are stored inside of the two structures indicated on his site plan. The reason why we have the 10-year, why they asked for the 10-year 10-year limit is that it's real close to Iowa City and they're just not really sure how their residential growth is going to look. So it will allow them and us an opportunity to reassess in 10 years to see if this is a appropriate use for the area. So staff also recommends approval with those same conditions. And again, those are all materials, equipment are stored inside the two accessory structures that are identified in the site plan, and that permit has a 10-year limit.
Any questions for Mitch? Mr. Fang, would you like to speak for any reason?
I just want to keep running my business as I have in the past.
Okay. This seems pretty straightforward. Anyone care to make a
motion?
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Is there anyone here to speak in favor or against this particular application? Besides Mr. Fang?
Do you need to have those mentioned Iowa City conditions or?
Yeah, if you could do it with me.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve 26292 of Stephen Fangman. Stipulations of the Iowa City Council will recommend approval, that this permit expires in 10 years and that all materials and equipment must be associated with the business be contained within the necessary structures identified on the site plan. So in other words, that they request that in 10 years this permit be gone or will expire.
Yep.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Evans.
Aye.
Terrell.
Aye.
Backinger.
Yes.
Parsons.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you. Moving on to variance application 26325 Ramsey Creek Woodworks. Mitch.
And they are actually requesting a variance from the front yard setbacks in the R residential zoning district. The required front yard setback is 40 feet and they are requesting 11 feet. This will allow a garage that's 24 by 24 to be built on the front of the property. This property is actually located in like the Rice Ridge area, right at the intersection between Rice Ridge Lane and Rice Ridge Circle. So here is the actual location of the property. This is Mahaffey Bridge Road coming out of North Liberty. And this is the Rice Ridge area. So here's a look at the proposed site plan. There's an existing house on the property. And here is where they're requesting to place the garage. So you can tell these are 2-foot contours, so it's fairly steeply sloping to the back of the property. This property was actually platted in 1960 via an auditor's plat. That's the same time that the county was mass zoned and we implemented zoning for the first time. Not including the right-of-way, this parcel is less than a third of an acre. A home was built for the first time in 1976, and because it's at the corner of those two rows, there's actually 2 front yards, which actually shrinks the buildable area on an already small lot. So this map actually just shows the surrounding area, and 3 of you have actually seen a map very similar to this recently, or in the past couple months. But it just shows that within this small kind of development area, there are 6 lots with structures that are located within 15 feet of the front yard. That includes one that was received a variance for 5 feet towards the end of 2015, as well as structures that have been built throughout the last 30 or so years. So the applicant has reported a hardship that due to it being a small lot and primarily due to the sloping topography, this is the most appropriate location for the garage. Staff tends to agree with the applicant. It is very steeply sloping to the back, and in addition, this lot was actually platted prior to our existing setback regulations, so the setbacks are slightly larger now, and the actual buildable area on the property is almost non-existent. And so in conclusion, other variances quite similar to this have been approved in the past, including one just last year. Again, due to the steep slopes on the property and the small lot, this really is the most feasible location to put a garage, and staff recommends approval.
Any questions for staff? I assume someone is here representing Ramsey Creek Woodworks. Would you like to speak on your behalf? And if you do, you'll have to step up to the microphone. And I can give your name and address.
My name is Lynn Hostetler, and I'm vice president and part owner of the business Ramsey Creek Woodworks. And the lot owner is a good friend of ours, and they've been making do without a garage since they moved there. They built the house originally, and they just feel like they're in a place where they could build it now. Staff did a good job of saying everything that I would say. The steepness of the lot makes it almost impossible to put it anyplace else.
So there isn't any garage now?
That's correct.
Where has the cars been parked?
There's a parking spot right in front of where the proposed garage is. Mm-hmm.
And that structure nearest to the proposed garage, other than the existing house, that's a neighbor?
That's a neighbor, yeah. Yeah. The side yard setback is 10 feet, and the proposed garage stays out of that side yard setback.
Do we know if the neighbor, we assume they've been notified of the proposed?
Yeah, they're actually, we did a lot of work on the neighbor's house too, and received a variance for that when we did the work.
So we have reason to believe they're okay with this application? We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. That the property is actually for sale now.
Hmm.
And so, it's sitting empty, but I'm the lady that lives there. She's a good friend of ours, and also she hasn't called us, or we've talked to her since then about other things, and she's never said anything. So.
Okay.
But your side yard is still saying at the 10 feet, so
yeah.
There's not a problem.
No, it's just the front yard
okay.
variance that we're asking for.
Okay.
Any other questions for him? Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Anyone else here care to speak for or against this application? No? Anyone care to make a motion on this application?
I make a motion to approve.
I'll second the motion.
Moved and seconded. Do we have any further discussion on this motion? Roll call.
Carol?
Aye.
Lackender?
Yes.
Evans?
Aye.
Parsons?
Aye. Application is approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
And on the agenda, any mileage? Never had any mileage. Any other topics anybody wants to discuss?
No.
Motion for adjournment? Or, sir, did you have anything you wanted to bring up back there?
Yes.
Okay. Just looking for entertainment tonight.
Make a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Thank you. We're adjourned. Thank you for all coming.
Thanks, you want me to sign?
Yeah, you need to sign this one.
We, in Bill's absence.
It's only, I mean, supervisor, who's chair?
Oh.
Janelle?
You're sitting in Lisa Green Douglas's chair.
This is Lisa's, this is Ross now.
I know, because it's down low.
Yeah, they really like it.
Janelle's over here now.
She likes it here.
I need to sign that one, or?
Dave needs to sign this one.
They got moved with the new year.
So I'm done for tonight.
You're done.
You want this?
Sure.
Oh, no idea. I've never seen anybody show up and not want to say anything, or have no interest.
Or no interest.
Yeah, that's rare for this meeting.
Maybe he's getting ready to have something come before us.
Do I need to draw a line through Bill Weaver?
Just sign Dave Parsons for Bill Weaver.
All right, see you guys next week.
Good evening.